Blog Talk Radio.
Within me, bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. I pray that everyone had a blessed Mother's Day. And if for some reason no one said Happy Mother's Day to you, we say it to you now. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. And we're so glad that everyone could come and join us tonight for the worship service that the Lord has planned. And for those of you who are new, we are Miracle Internet Church, and I am Pastor Dr. Sabrina Sessions, and we have with us Brother Marshall and Brother Bill. And we are a Christian Internet Church. We meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and all over the globe. We have members literally all over the globe in 30 nations. So we are believing the Lord for others to join us that are in nations where they've not heard us yet. Amen? So we pray that you would join us in that prayer request and add your agreement to our prayer. We are so thankful to the Lord for everything that he does for us. We just recently completed a fast for healing, and I'm certain it will not be our last one. And I know that there are testimonies. There are testimonies. Yes, there are, because God moves when we obey. Yes, he does. When we obey, he moves. You see, we are in the process of ridding ourselves, getting rid of, repenting of, forsaking, walking away from our own wicked ways. Because God says he'll hear from heaven, he'll forgive our sins, and he'll heal our land. And we want that healing. We really do want that healing. So we're seeking him for that true healing. You know, there are those that are trying to get the blessings of God without following the provisions of God, without obeying his commandments, without changing their wicked ways, without knowing his word, without humbling themselves in obedience. But we all know that doesn't work. So we're not going at it that way. We're not following any false gospel from any false ministry anywhere. We are thoroughly grounded in the King James Version of the Bible. And we're only going to do it God's way, because that's how it works. His way, not our way. Amen? Amen. So if you're a brand new listener, welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We encourage you and invite you to join us in our Miracle Internet Church radio chat. And where might that be, you ask? Well, it's on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, we ask you to click that link. It's right on the banner. And then go down the left side of the page under the word viewers. There's a circular icon. Looks like it has a stick in it. Click that and sign in. We just request that you don't use anything such as your phone number, your email address, your Social Security number, your driver's license number. None of those things should be used as your username. We just ask you to choose one that you like. Amen? And sign in and greet everybody in the name of the Lord. You'll see that there are other people there greeting one another. You know, when you come into a physical church building, you speak to the people as you're coming in. They speak to you. Well, we believe in the love of God here, and we receive it and we give it freely. So we encourage you to speak to everyone. Say, hello, this is my first time. And you'll find a welcome reception in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. And if you're on a computer, we ask that you open up yet a second window of MiracleInternetChurch.com. And that one, we ask that you click the link that says Blog Talk Archive Sermons and scroll down to where it says Upcoming. There's a big arrow in the middle of the page. Click that, and you can listen through your computer. Now, if you're on a cell phone, Hopefully by now you have our app. If not, it's available in your app store. Amen. And you can pull up MiracleInternetChurch.com, and there's three white lines across a black background. That's your link. Click that, and all the other links open up. So you can greet one another in the name of the Lord, too. Amen? We invite you to, we encourage you to, and we're looking forward to meeting you in the chat room. Amen? Amen. Now, the Lord wants to talk to us tonight, and he has something to say, and we want to hear everything that he has to say. So we're going to begin by clearing away all that has happened before now. We're going to go before the Lord our God in prayer, and we're going to welcome his presence into our midst. And we're going to shut out all those things that happened earlier, that happened on yesterday or this afternoon, or what the electric company said, or what the plumber said, or what isn't right in the yard yet. We're going to shut all of that out. Amen? And how dinner turned out or did not turn out, we're not going to bother ourselves with that right now. We're just going to focus on the Lord, because his presence is just absolutely wonderful. Amen? His presence is absolutely wonderful. So, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your presence in our midst. We can even feel your presence now. This is a promise that you give to all of your believers and disciples, Lord, that when two or three of us are gathered together in your midst, that you would be in our very presence. And so we invite you in. We welcome you in. We thank you for coming to be in our midst and for speaking to our hearts and to our minds. We thank you for your love for us, for your overflowing love, for your mercy, for your grace. We set aside everything that has happened. What happened at work, what happened in class, wherever we were, set it all aside now. And we open our hearts and our spirits to you, Lord. You said if we asked for your spirit, you would not give us something else, because you are a gracious Heavenly Father. So, Lord, right now we ask for more of you. Less of what we've had before, and just more of your spirit, Lord. We want to be caught up in your very presence. We want to hear your words not only with our ears, but with our spirits, Lord. So we lay everything else aside, and we willingly cast all of our cares upon you, because you care for us. We honor you, Lord. We worship you. We bow down before you, and we reverence you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. And we repent of those sins, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness and for your healing and deliverance. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because you know that we're but human. But with you, things that were not impossible, were not possible before, are possible with you. We choose to walk with you in the land of the living, walking in your spirit, trusting in your truth, obeying your word. We thank you for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels. We thank you for all of the armor of God, and we raise the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you that you are our armor. We thank you for the praising angels that surround us as we meet together. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit bonds us together in your peace and in your love. And we give you praise. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. And we honor you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in our midst, for gathering us together wherever we are in the world. And we thank you, Father, that you are righteous in all your ways and holy in all your works, and that you're close to all of us that call upon you in truth. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to cause us to hear you tonight because we're placing our trust in you. Help us to know the way in where we should walk because we're lifting our soul to you, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, all evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, all of the workings of his kingdom, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. Father, forgive us if we have opened a door unknowingly. We ask that that door be closed now in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar devils, electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom devils, all the voices of the stranger, hypnotic and trance devils, and all of their attacks. We bind each and every attack, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we return it from whence it came, releasing it once it arrives in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, all Hindu, African, European, Caribbean, Latin, magic, black magic, white magic, and all the work done by the Druids. We bind the work of every witch, warlock, wizard, sorcerer, Satanist, and the like in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shapeshift. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air and return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog, the lord of the flies, and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. All satanic ritual abuse demons, we bind in Jesus' name, along with all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove. We bind Mammon and his agents. And we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Leviathan, the king of pride, and all of his underlings in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Moloch and Basilic and Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. And Father, any demonic weapon that we did not include, we include it now in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, especially now, and all who are in authority, kings and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand, Father, will save us. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we pull out every fiery dart, every pin, every needle, all spears, every item of voodoo we bind in Jesus' name. And we return it wherever it came from. It does not belong to us. We thank you, Lord, that you love your people and that you send your giant warrior angels to protect us. We thank you, Father, for your protection and care for us. We disconnect and circumcise from ourselves with the sword of the Spirit every ungodly soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, oath, consent, garland, vow, pledge, pact, league, or association with the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We bind up the work of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, sorcerer, shaman, and all adepts in Jesus' name. We break the power of every love spell, every vex, every hex, all curses, all fetishes, charms, and spells, and psychic warfare, sorcery, voodoo, mind control, brain frequency meditation, death, bewitchment, jinxes, sickness, pain, torment, all psychic warfare and destruction, all incantations, chantings, root works, hoodoo, crystals, and every form of witchcraft that has ever existed. We bind tribal rituals and the accompanying sins in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we disconnect ourselves from spirits that may have attempted to follow us from all the places that we have been in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit of hate, every spirit of bitterness, jealousy, envy, or wizardry in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, Father, for your love expressed to us in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Now, Father, if there is anyone who wants to listen tonight, but they're experiencing pain, we ask in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the root source of that pain. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to take a deep breath and cough. Cough it out now. By the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed. We wrap that area in the blood stripes of Jesus Christ. And we command that pain to leave in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Break up and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back where you came from in the name of Jesus. All migraines are bound in Jesus' name. Pain in the neck, bound in Jesus' name. Pain in the privates, bound in Jesus' name. Ruka said that Ebrica de Dio Sundi Brica de Diafi, Yarukula de Dio Sundi Brica de Dio Sundi Bracata, Rukota. Every devil attacking the back and the spine, bound in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Everybody take a deep breath and cough. Ruka Sidi de Brushatarabra. Every spirit of pain, every spirit that's bringing pain and torment, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We send you back where you came from. We close the portal that you used to come in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough that out. Father, holy fire on these spirits in Jesus' name. Holy fire. Holy fire, the fire of God to consume these spirits now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now take a deep breath. Hallelujah. Release your prayer language in Jesus' name. If you don't have one yet, ask the Lord for yours now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you take these deliverances to completion in Jesus' name. Inflammation, you're bound in the name of Jesus. You must leave the people of God. Come up and out of God's people. Their bodies belong to God. They don't belong to you. They belong to Jesus Christ. Pins and needles, you're bound in Jesus' name. Return to sender in Jesus' name. Visual disturbances, bound in Jesus' name. All vision disturbances, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Our eyes belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord. We thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, tonight, saints, we're going to have a little chat with the Lord. Amen. We're going to talk with Jesus. Mark the perfect man. Yes, Mark the perfect man. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 18. Our featured ebook that's under the link on books and ebooks on our website is Testing the Spirit Bible Study. Everyone needs to read this book. Even if you've read it before, you need to refresh yourself with this particular book. I believe it's under $4. Testing the Spirit Bible Study. You know, we must learn to test the spirits to see if they be of God. You know, saints, we teach you here to follow the Lord with his word, not necessarily with experiences. Because, you see, there are angels of light that come to deceive us. Angels of light come with experiences. And every experience that is supernatural is not of God. Every experience that is supernatural is not necessarily of God. So, we must learn to test the spirits to see if they be of God. Every experience, just as we teach you in the dream protocol, ask the Lord if he sent the dream. Well, ask the Lord if he's the author of the experience. That experience may not have been God. It might have been a demon. I don't care how glorious it seemed. That does not necessarily mean that it's of God. So we must learn to test the spirits to see if they be of God, because we do not desire to be deceived, nor do we desire to walk with religious demons. No, we want the truth. We want the truth in the inward parts. We want to be walking in the truth, living the truth, believing the truth, not delusion and not deceived. Amen? So Jesus said that if we continued with him, we would know the truth, and his truth would make us free. So let us throw aside any experience that Jesus Christ is not the author of. Amen? Amen. And let us trust him to mature us in the things of God. You know, there are times when supernatural experiences are announced or told about in conversation, and people are drawn away from the Lord and drawn to the person. Well, that wouldn't be of God, now would it? Because we're supposed to be drawn to the Lord. We're supposed to be drawing close to him. Anytime we hear of an experience and it causes us to glorify the person and not the Lord, something is wrong. And that should put up a red flag for us right there. That's right. All glory for what God does belongs to God. And if God is not the author of it, we should know that too. We should grow to know that as well. So we seek the Lord. We don't just depend on experiences. Amen? Because that's one of the hallmarks of the end times, is there'll be plenty of experiences, but many of them will not be of God. So we are growing and we are learning how to follow the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, saints, the Lord is talking to us about being a perfect man, a mature person in Christ. We're all growing. Wherever you are in the Lord now, no matter how many years you've been on the Lord, you're still growing and maturing, I would hope. Amen? And if for some reason you are not, go to the Lord. He will help you get back on track. And sometimes we get off track when we allow circumstances to get our eyes off of who God really is, who he really is. Sometimes that happens, even to the best of us. So, saints, tonight, say to your soul, soul of mine, courage in your God. He is the help that you need. That's what you need to say to your soul. Soul, soul, take courage in God. He is the help that I need. And he is. How often, saint, do we allow the circumstances to sway our belief in the goodness of our God? You say, well, Dr. Sabrina, I don't do that. Well, think about it now. Think about it. You're just going along fine in the Lord, singing your song, praising the Lord, and some circumstance comes along to trouble you. And the circumstance doesn't seemingly yield itself immediately to your prayers, to your spiritual warfare, or even your occasional fasting. It's just sitting there looking at you. And so then you start to try to figure it out in your own mind. So I'll say again, how often do we allow the circumstances to sway our belief in the goodness of God? The longer the circumstance sits and does not appear to change to our satisfaction, what do we do? Are we still standing firmly on the word, or are we beginning to wander in our thoughts? At that point, we should remember all of the time when the situation was difficult and the Lord saw us through to a blessed end. We need to go back and rehearse some of the victories that we have already experienced. Why? Because they encourage us in our faith, and they remind us how we behaved during that situation and how the Lord moved and how we grew and learned. Depend upon him. Well, we need to do it again sometime. You see? Sometimes we need to actually remember where the Lord brought us from. And it won't be so difficult to believe him to deliver us through or from the circumstances that we're presently facing. Does he ever fail to perfect all that concerns us? Well, there's no failure in God. He can't. It may not appear at the moment that we want it to. Some answers take a while. Some answers involve other people. Some involve institutions and agencies and governments and all kinds of things. It may take a while to see our answer, but God cannot be late. It's not possible. He is God, and God is not capable of an error of any kind. So why are you discouraged? And why are you depressed and sad? Really? Don't be upset. Don't be discouraged. Don't be depressed. Expect God to act. Continually expect God to act. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, and let allow. You have to make this choice, you see. Allow the peace of God to rule in your heart. You know what a ruler is. A ruler sits in a place of authority, and a ruler makes judgment and calls the shot. Well, if the peace of God is an umpire to us, just like a baseball umpire, you're out, strike, ball. The peace of God should be allowed, this scripture tells us, to rule, to have rulership in our heart. But you see, we have to allow for that. And we're also told that we are called to be thankful. So let's find out what all the Lord has to say to us tonight, you see. We have to choose to allow the peace of God to dwell richly in us. It's a choice that we make. Our Heavenly Father knows all about us, and He is our solution to unrest in our soul. He's the solution. You say, well, how can He be the solution? Because all of our answers are found in Him, all of them. Every situation that's out of line and out of place seemingly, the answer to it is found in the Lord. Every solution is found in Him. When we try to figure it all out, we place ourselves in the reach of the enemy. In the reach of the enemy. When our natural selves come into conflict with the Word of God within us, we experience agitation and disturbance. We were designed, we were created to walk in the peace of God, even during times of intense spiritual warfare. We should have a knowing within ourselves that the Lord is with us and that He is moving on our behalf. The scripture says, observe and take notice of the perfect, assured man in Psalm 77, verse 37. Psalm 77, verse 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. His end is peace. You say, well, how does that happen? Why can't I get it? What do I have to do? Well, we must begin with the observation, because that's what the scripture says to do. Pay attention. Observe the matured man of God. And behold the upright one. Their end is peace. They know something you haven't learned yet, you see. God is desiring our attention so that He can show us His way. That's right. He wants us to know His way. Yes, there is a way that seems right to us, and that's the one we go for first. But that may not be the Lord's way. His way is full of His strength. Indeed it is. His way is full of His strength. Fretting and anxiety, a troubled mind, are signs of spiritual weakness. A sign of one who is not fully persuaded. A sign of one who is not fully trusting in the Lord. but a meek and a quiet spirit is an indicator of spiritual strength. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15, I remember many years ago the Lord gave me this scripture. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. That means you've gone away from him and you need to come back to him. You've gone too far. And in resting in him, you'll find salvation. In quietness, quieting yourself before the Lord, and in confidence in him, that's where you're going to find your strength. But as usual, you wouldn't do it. That's what he's saying. And coming back to him and resting in him and his power and quieting yourself within and placing all of your confidence in him, that's where you're going to find your strength. But as usual, you haven't done that. That's what he's saying. And he's waiting for us to do it. You see, meekness says that even when I am utterly provoked, I respond in the fruit of the Spirit, not in the hallowness of the flesh. The flesh is very weak, but the Spirit of God in us is strong. We have to choose not to yield to the flesh. This grace may be acquired. You say, grace isn't acquired. Yes, you get more as you grow. Mm-hmm. Through learning and experience with God. You see, as you begin to do right, more grace comes. That's right. When you turn around, you forsake what God says not to do, and you begin to do obedience, more grace comes. In Zephaniah is in the Old Testament, and if you go from Malachi backward to Zechariah to Haggai, you hit Zephaniah. Amen. Zephaniah. Chapter 2, verse 3. Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Seek the right way, that pleases the Lord, and seek to be teachable. Seek to be teachable. Meek people are teachable. Have you ever seen somebody you can't tell them anything because they think they know everything? They've been there, done that, and they know it all. They're arrogant. But meekness is not arrogant. Meekness is teachable. Meekness will close its mouth and will listen. Perhaps the Lord is speaking. Amen? It's so. James, in the New Testament, James chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, swift to hear. We need to be swift to hear the Holy Spirit. Slow to speak and slow to wrath. So we need to do more hearing than we do speaking and being upset. Yes, it is so. And Luke chapter 21, verse 19. 21, verse 19. In your patience, possess ye your soul. Patience. Yes. It's not just a virtue, it's a fruit of the Spirit. But you have to take authority. You have to take rulership over your own soul. You got to deal with you. You can't let yourself say and do things that you ought not say and do. You can't allow your mind to just roam anywhere and think anything and believe anything. You can't just let your eyes gaze on everything that's there. You can't let your ears receive those things that are unprofitable to your soul. Amen? We must learn to take authority over our own thoughts and emotional responses. We must grab hold of our thoughts and stop them from running away. We must stop allowing our emotions that are fueled by those thoughts to take charge over us. Have you ever seen a person, something happens, and their emotions just take them since they don't plan to go? We can't let ourselves just go anywhere. We can't let our emotions just rule our heart and rule our resulting actions and all of our reactions. We can't do that because the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. And in order to be led by His Spirit, the Spirit of God must be foremost. Not our thoughts, not our opinions, not our emotions. Not our old pattern of behavior from the old man. We have to stand there and say, no, no further. No mind, I'm not going to go there. I've been there before, and I know that's not the place for me. I'm in Christ Jesus. I can't go there, and I'm not. I bind this thought in Jesus' name. It's not of God. We can't let our emotions get us so stirred up that we move out of the spirit and into the flesh. We have to stand there and say, no, I've done that before. My family usually does that, but I know that that's not right. I'm not going to do that. Lord Jesus, help me. I need help right now. I'm tempted to do the wrong thing. Help me. We have to decide. We have to choose. You know, we have to choose whether or not we really want to be free. Do we really want to be delivered? Do we really want to be made whole? Are we willing to go the distance with the Lord? Are we willing to pay the price? We have to decide. We have to choose. Our souls must once and for all be subject to the Spirit of God within us. Every part of us must come subject to the Spirit of God within us. In Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, be careful or anxious for nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing. Several times in the Gospels, the Lord declares this same principle. Don't get upset about anything. We haven't made it yet there. No, we haven't. But we're on our way. And we need to make progress in this matter, not being upset about anything. But in everything, by prayer and specific request to God, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Don't be upset. Pray. Thank the Lord. Let him know what you need or what you want. And the peace of God, which passes all the understanding that anybody thinks they have, that peace, God's peace, will keep your heart and your mind. There it is, through Jesus Christ. Amen. But we have to practice it. We have to actually do it. It's nice to read the scripture, but it's better to obey. So, in Psalm 42, verse 5, we ask, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you depressed? Why are you upset? What's bugging you? Why are you all bugged out? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Don't let your face fall, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. God has not forgotten your prayer request that you don't see the answer to yet. But I already put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room 3 times. God is listening, and he's working on your case. Praise him. Thank him. The answer is working. Just because you can't see it yet or perceive it yet doesn't mean that God has forgotten what you had to say. Many times we move toward the enemy's reach by getting involved in matters that are really none of our business. That's right. We get out of place and we get too close to the enemy's line because we're getting all involved, all deeply concerned in matters that are actually and truly none of our business. Situation arises that is not our particular problem. But you see, some of us feel that it is our place and our responsibility to help out. Mm-hmm. Well, the Lord says that sometimes we are wrong about this. Sometimes we're actually meddling and not doing his will. But I don't meddle, you say. Think about that. Once we get involved, the mess continues. And then we are frustrated. How simple it would be to say, well, I will pray and ask the Lord to guide you to the situation, to the solution that he has for you, instead of diving right into it without seeking the Lord's face. We should say amen and return to quietness within ourselves. Many of us have not considered this option of peace and quietness and strength in the spirit. It is not always our place to step in. That's the Holy Spirit's place. That is an error that is common to mankind, especially with our relatives, friends, and children. Mm-hmm. Yes. In family matters, we need help. And many times we need correction. Sometimes we even experience spiritual attacks due to this. That's right. Sometimes we would be better to simply pray in our prayer languages and stop there. But aren't I supposed to pray from their life? Why don't you consider this? Asking the Lord to use whatever circumstances have erupted in their lives to draw them closer to Him. That would be helpful. Or that He might be able to use these circumstances to achieve what He's working at in their lives. That's right. You see, sometimes we do people a disservice unknowingly by trying to pray away all the adverse circumstances in their lives, when the Lord is trying to use these same adverse circumstances to get their attention, to bring them to a place where they're willing to deal with Him. You see, a person's soul state should come first, not the natural circumstances. The person away from the Lord, well, they need to be brought back to the Lord first. Then the health issue can be presented. The person's never come to the Lord, they need to come to the Lord first. So, sometimes, without realizing it, prayed away things that God has allowed in people's lives to do that very thing, to turn them toward Him. Sometimes we're so busy trying to get people blessed that we don't realize that where they are because of their sin life, and the Lord is trying to draw them out of that life into righteousness. Of course, you know, we can always invite them to listen to Miracle Internet Church. That's right. Who are we to decide if they will listen or not? Well, they're not going to listen, you know, because they don't believe in this and they don't believe in that, and that you never can tell. Who are we to choose for them? Well, I'm not going to tell them about Miracle because, you know, they might hear somebody getting delivered and it might scare them. Why don't you let the Holy Spirit handle that? Amen? Perhaps, just perhaps, the Lord would desire that we send them a link of a specific sermon. You see, the Lord has a plan in all of this. Allow Him to work His plan. We've prayed, we've fasted, we're believing. Allow the Lord to move His way, not our way. Well, did you ask the Lord? Did you say, Lord, is there a sermon somewhere on the website that you would desire for them to hear? Would you care for me to send them the link? My, you see, the entrance of His word brings light to them. He gives understanding to the simple. So keep it simple, keep it sweet. Some people cannot keep their own deliverance because they continue to stir in the mess. which stays in play due to the family demon. Now, you know what the Lord means by that. You get delivered. You get free. And the next thing you know, you're right in the midst of whatever's going on in the family and all the drama. Before you know it, you've got seven times worse, and you've lost your deliverance. Now, don't you think it's time to do something about that? It's time to do something about that situation. Yes, it is. But you see, the Lord has summoned his saints to agree with him and to be at peace. In Job chapter 22, verse 21, Job chapter 22, verse 21, acquaint now thyself with him. Agree with God and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Many a person has started a problem in their own life and drawn demonic powers to themselves by swirling around in the family foolishness and petty squabbles. Many a person that's been trying to get free has re-entangled themselves in the web of the enemy by dealing too much in the family's stuff and mess and drama, and thereby become entrapped once again. That's right. It does happen that way. Others of us believe that we must react immediately to the situation at hand. We have not yet learned to wait for the instruction and leading of the Holy Spirit before we act. In Acts chapter 19, verse 36, there's a good example of this. Let's turn to Acts chapter 19. And I'll be there in just a moment. Acts chapter 19. Amen. And we're going to start at, let's see, we're going to start, this was a situation where they were going to try to kill Paul. Why? Because he was trying to talk to them about the Lord. And he had talked to them about idolatry. And there were those who made their living off of making statues and such for their demonic goddess, Diana, Diana of the Ephesians. And then Paul did some other things that they didn't necessarily like. And so when we, by the time we get down to verse 33, the Jews are about to attack physically. So they go into a rage. And they cry out. These are not just Jews that came from other places to start a problem, but Gentiles that don't know anything about Jesus, they're hollering and screaming at the top of their lungs for a solid 2 hours. Great is Diana of the Ephesians. And they just go on and on, 2 straight hours in a riot. There was one man, the town clerk, He spoke to the people and tried to reestablish some form of order. And he said, "Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly." Well, now, these are pagan people. And if pagan people can reason to the point that, all right, we have a foundation, someone is speaking contrary to that, why do we have to get all upset about it and have rash behavior? Well, how about we have a foundation, a true foundation in Jesus Christ? And when people come against it or come against us, why do we need to respond rashly? I don't believe that the Lord teaches us that we're supposed to. He teaches us that we're supposed to be led by His Spirit and by His Word. Amen? So we should think about this. We should stop and think. And so we are warned, even in other places in Scripture, against rash decisions. That's not the Lord's way. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26, "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." That's just the opposite of rash behaviors. Presently, many nations in the earth are experiencing rash decisions, rash behaviors, and a lot of violence. But we should do what Lamentations says. We should hope in the Lord and quietly wait for His salvation. Does that mean we don't do spiritual warfare? No. But we should have a quiet place of His peace anchoring us within. Amen? I think you understand. We must learn to do as Moses did in the book of Exodus. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 13, Exodus chapter 14, verse 13, Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today." Wait on the Lord. Stop being afraid, stop being anxious, stop fretting, and see His salvation, because it's here. And He's going to show it to you. That's what the Lord says in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4. "Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. Tales of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin of Syria and the son of Remaloth." So here you have two people with their fierce anger causing problems. And the Lord's calling them smoking firebrands. He's saying, take heed, be quiet, fear not, and don't be faint-hearted because of them. We should trust in the Lord and not be afraid of what people threaten to do to us. The Lord wants us to get. You see, this may well be the key to changing our health status. Many illnesses are born out of fear, shock, anxiety, and stress. Many illnesses are born in fear, shock, trauma, and stress. Others are achievers and are quite ambitious persons. You see, we have a goal in mind, and we are set out to achieve it. But even so, we must remember that unless the Lord is in charge of our endeavor and remains in charge, we will run off course and may even cause harm. That's right. You know, there's many an endeavor that began in the Lord and got off course. Some marriages are that way. The courtship began in the Lord, but somewhere along the line, it got off course. So in Psalm 127, verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. You see, the Lord can't just be there at the beginning. He's got to be Lord all the way through. Perchance we get off course, we can always return to the Lord. Amen? We have that opportunity as believers. In Psalm 37, verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You see, there's a reward for waiting upon the Lord, for not being a racehorse and getting ahead of him. Wait upon the Lord. There's wisdom and blessing in waiting on the Lord. In Psalm 59, verse 9, because of his strength, I will wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Well, God knows how to build a defense. Sometimes we must wait as he builds it his way. Yes, sometimes we must wait upon the Lord. We must not get ahead of the Lord. Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly, my soul waiteth upon the Lord. From him cometh my salvation. I'm not going to get ahead of him. I'm going to be still, and I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to show up when he shows up. I'm going to do what he wants me to do. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Some of us have our expectation, so we think, from people or events. But our expectation is to be from the Lord. You see, the psalmist took authority over his own soul. This is what he means by, in patience possess ye your soul. Speak to your soul and say, look at here, self. I'm only waiting upon God. My expectation, my hope is in him. I'm looking for God to do something about this, not man. If man does something, it's because God has moved. Amen? We need to keep our eyes in the right place. In Psalm 123, verse 2, Psalm 123, verse 2, behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. That's right. Somebody needs to underline and highlight that scripture in your Bible. So our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until he have mercy upon us. Push of the flesh will block us from finding God's way. You know, the flesh comes that way to tempt us and to provoke us to do something that God's not wanting done, or he's not wanting it done then. Mm-hmm. So in Psalm 127, verse 2, Psalm 127, verse 2, it is vain, useless, futile for you to rise up early and to sit up late and to eat the bread of sorrows and just worry about it over and over and just rehearse the same thing over and over and over again to the Lord. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Go back to sleep. Didn't you give that to the Lord? Well, then he can handle it, can take care of it. Turn over and go back to sleep. God's in control. Amen? Amen. And if you're having a problem with that, ask for the Lord's help. He'll help you. Amen. He will. Psalm 37, verse 7. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. They're always going to be doing that. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. God's coming. He's going to get the job done just the way it really ought to happen. So now let's go to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 5. David gives us an excellent example of this, what we've been talking about tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Beginning with verse 18. So now we have a situation, the Philistines, who were forever the enemies of Israel, and Israel. Verse 18, the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, You mean David didn't just charge out there to kill them? No, he inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me, as the breach of waters. So they overcame the Philistines at that time. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. Verse 22. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the same valley. And what did David do? Did he presume that as the Lord had done it before, it would happen exactly that way again? So all he had to do is repeat what he did before? No, that's not what David did. And when David inquired of the Lord, because he did do that, he said, thou shalt not go up. The Lord gave a different answer this time. But fetch a compass behind them, upon them, over against the mulberry trees. God had a completely different strategy this time. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Some of us think that because God healed us a certain way at one time, that that's what he's supposed to do every single time. Or that he solved a situation a certain way one time, he's supposed to do that same thing every time. No. Not necessarily so. Amen? But you see, David was wise here. Every time the situation presented itself, David inquired of the Lord. And he waited to hear what God has to say. And then he obeyed the Lord according to the Lord's instruction. Verse 25, and David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines. So, we should learn from David's example. We should learn to wait on the Lord, to inquire of him, to hear his instruction, to do what he said, to not get out ahead of him, to trust him completely, and depend on him fully. I believe the Lord will be pleased with us, saints, when we do these things. Amen? Amen. I do believe that the Lord will be pleased with us when we do these things. Amen? Amen. So I know that there are those of you who will recast this because you need to hear what God is saying. Very good. Proud of you. Amen? Amen. And now we have Brother Bill. He's going to come and share with us some praise reports and some testimonies. Amen? Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. And the whole time you were preaching that message, all I kept hearing is, don't be a racehorse. Don't get ahead of God. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. AEF has a praise report. AEF had put a prayer request in the prayer room for her son, and Alan, who had a skin rash here on his face, after the prayer, The skin was completely clear. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. NK wants to say, praise God for Pastor's love. We love her because she first loved us. Before she even knew us, she gave her life to Christ to serve and feed his sheep. Wow. We are highly favored. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for her. And yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you have. Pastor Sabrina was born just for this position you have her in. Thank you, Lord, for her. We just praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Zero Doria, I got deliverance just from hearing another person with similar situations getting deliverance up here on Block Talk. And I just give you praise for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Saints, whenever you have an issue and you hear someone else getting deliverance, participate and you'll get it too. It's just amazing how the Lord does it, how the power of God is on the scene to set you free, how the Holy Ghost is always there to do it. Praise you, Lord, for that. Justin Hutchins had put a prayer request in there in the prayer room about some nut he couldn't break loose on a wheel. Well, he finally got it. Thank you, Lord, for that. It did break loose, but Jesus had help. Thank you, Lord, for that. JDM says, praise the Lord, my eyesight has improved. I can read the fine print in my Bible without using any magnifying glass. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. You are healing us. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Dina Williams says, thank you, saints, for prayers. There was an intense attack on my nerves, but I'm thankful, Lord, I overcame. Praise you, Lord, for that. KK has a couple of praise reports. Important relationship at work. Took a very good turn. Everything worked out real good. And fear regarding the vaccination has been put in its place after putting prayer requests and battling. Praise you for that, Lord. Yes, Lord. They are doing their spiritual warfare. They are fighting this. They don't have to worry about anything. You're going to protect us. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you. Dina has a praise report. I put a prayer request about binding gluttony in the prayer room, and I went to a relative's house, and they had ice cream, but I didn't want any. Thank you, Lord. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you. Deborah has a praise report. I posted a prayer in the prayer room yesterday about some flu symptoms that I had going on, and they're all gone. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. I thank you. You are powerful. And she put, there is power in the blood. That is one of my favorite songs to sing whenever I'm in a battle. I just start singing, there's power, power. I just keep going, and I just don't stop till I get the victory. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Karen says, Sister Marla, it's so good to read all your prayers again. No matter the battle, never stop praying in the spirit of the prayer room. The devil loves it when you stop praying, especially in the prayer room. I was reading one of your prayers and got a lot of deliverance from your prayers. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yes, all our prayers make a difference. Everything that we do makes a difference. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're growing us all up on our most holy faith. NK, excuse me. Blood of Jesus on me. Oh, NK had put a prayer request in there about an unspoken intercession 5 minutes ago, and it turned out it just as she needed it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the answer to that, Pastor Sabrina's no. JC has a praise report. I prayed over the phone with a close friend, and she felt like she said, there was a whole load of bricks that just fell off of her shoulders. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just give you praise, glory, and honor. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, all the glory. You are worthy of all of your praise. You are worthy of the praise. praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. What a wonderful, wonderful evening in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. And these are
Amen.
Wonderful praise reports. Praise you, Lord.
Amen, amen. You know, saints, there are a lot of times that we aren't really, we think we're going in one direction, but the Lord's trying to steer us a little differently. And because we have this predetermined mindset that I'm going this way with this issue, we have a hard time hearing the Lord. It happens. It happens to almost everybody. But I want to encourage you to sit back and say, Lord, now this is how I would normally approach this. This is what I think. But is this what you want? I want to encourage you to begin to ask the Lord questions like that, because sometimes you will get an answer that's totally shocking. It will be totally shocking. Because you'll be halfway certain that, of course, he's going to say, yes, continue in this path. And that's not what he's going to say. But you won't know until you ask him. Amen? You won't know until you ask him. I want to encourage you to ask more. Ask more questions. I want to encourage you to listen more. I want to encourage you to presume less. Amen? You see, life changes pretty swiftly. And God is using our lives just as he's maturing us and teaching us. So we should give him a little more leeway sometimes to change our direction suddenly. Some of us are not very comfortable with that. Some of us need to grow in that. But we need to allow the Lord the privilege and the opportunity to use our lives and our lives' circumstances as he sees fit. Amen? You know, there's some people, they've got to have their toast just a certain way. They can't have it any way but just this way, because, of course, this is the way they've always had their toast. And if the Lord should suggest for some reason that the toast can't stay in the toaster just that long, they're upset. Well, you see, that's a place of weakness and immaturity. We need to go forward with the Lord and grow to the next level, to where it's okay if he says the toast can't stay there in the toaster that long. I know that sounds extremely simplistic, but it's the way people are. It's the way humans are. It's an example that shows you just how small an issue can be. But the Lord wants to have some more leeway with some of us. He's trying to get us to be a little more flexible in certain areas where we are already quite rigid. It's not that he's calling us to do something that's not godly, quite the contrary. He's trying to allow us the opportunity to grow and trust him and to allow him to use us as he wants to use us at that time. There are persons who think, maybe rightly, maybe not so, that the Lord has called them to do a certain thing. And they decide that it's their time to strike out. Well, let me tell you how that usually turns out. If the Lord himself has not finished preparing you, if the Lord has not finished training you, if the Lord has not released you, approved you, and sent you forth, you're going to have a lot of problems. And you might fail. You might hurt people. and you might lose your life. You can hurt yourself, you can hurt others, and you might lose your life. You might endanger your own life. So I would encourage you to let the Lord be the developer of what he has placed in you. I would encourage you not to mimic other people. I would encourage you to place your heart before the Lord and let him search your heart to see if there's any envy or jealousy or covetousness there. Yes, I would encourage you to do that. You might find that what you think is something God has called you to is actually something that you've decided for yourself that you want. And so you're going to go after it whether it's what God wants for you or not. Amen? Sometimes we need our motives examined in the light of the Lord, because sometimes we can be off track. Amen? And if perhaps you discover that you are off track, perhaps you should go to the Lord and ask him for the correction that you need, and then humbly choose to receive it. You see, the Lord really does love us. He really does want the best for us. He has our best interest in his mind and heart. But we must learn to come into agreement with him. He alone knows the real reason that he created us and sent us into the earth realm. You see, we are to be his workmanship, to do those things that he has determined that we ought to do. So if this particular admonition fits you, I would suggest that you take it and go before the Lord and allow his dealings in your life, in your hearts, and in your thoughts. Amen? You'll get the best outcome with him. Amen? Amen. God is good. You know, saints, there's been a lot going on in the world. And later on, Brother Marshall is going to come, and we're going to pray about some of these things. We're going to pray about what's going on in Israel and Palestine right now. They're having some disruption, we'll call it that way. We're going to pray about the gasoline issues and China's part in it. We're going to pray about the weather storms that have been planned by the globalists and aimed at our oil refineries and at other key places. We're going to pray about the homelessness that's not only worldwide but in the United States as well. We're going to pray about our economy, wherever we happen to be, and the inflation that's moving suddenly and swiftly, and it's rising rapidly. We're going to seek the Lord about these things tonight. And so I encourage you to prepare your heart and mind to come into agreement as we seek the Lord in these matters. But right now, we're going to go to our guest call-in. And we would like for you, amen, when we call your area code out, to speak up clearly. We want to hear you, and we want to pray for you in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Area code 3072. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I need prayer. So I will read the scripture that Jesus has really been dealing with me, confirming things through his word and giving me things, he's telling me overturn, overturn, breakthrough. And you already know what he had confirmed, that he would give me help. I haven't received the help yet, but I am putting the request in. I'm doing my prayers. I'm still holding steadfast. But I want to read the scripture that he gave me, and I would like prayer, because he's really putting this, I mean, he's really coming strong with, like, what he's saying. I mean, he's making it clear. I'm trying to get the word is, because I never even read in this book. I mean, he's making it very seriously clear that he, I mean, he's not lame. And I was like, when I read this, I was shook. I was just like, wow. This is what he told me this morning. It's in Ezekiel 7:6. An end has come. The end has come. It watcheth for thee. Behold, it has come. And then the 10. Behold the day. Behold, it has come. The morning is gone forth. The rod blossomed. Pride hath budded. And then 14. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready. But none goeth to battle, for my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. And then number 9, and my eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth thee. So get what that means. I need prayer. I need prayer. I'm holding fast and steady, and he's confirming a lot of things in his word, but I need prayer for the areas that I need breakthrough, many areas, and you know the areas there. I am binding and I'm returning all their wickedness that they send. He's even confirmed certain things that bring into my attention that had happened even in my body that were not even, it wasn't even a medical situation. It was just pure witchcraft. Like, so there's so many things in confirming. And he also gave me this. Let me read this real quick today also. It's in Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, go get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And he let me know why he said that. Do you understand? And I was just happy talking to me through his word. So I'm growing there, but in the natural, I still need that breakthrough.
All right. Well, I would say this to you, that the Lord has released his word concerning your enemies.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Enough is enough. That's basically the gist of it. Enough is enough. This is the end of it. It's not going to go on into infinitum. The Lord has moved. His word has gone forth. And he's going to accomplish everything that he says. He is going to punish the wicked. And he's not going to hold back when he does it.
Yep.
He's not going to hold back when he does it. They will know that he is the Lord and that he is the one that has sent the punishment and released it upon them. It's not going to be any questions of if, maybe, coulda, woulda, shoulda, none of that. It's going to be decisive. It's going to be extremely impactful.
Yep.
And so there's nothing more for you to do at this point but to praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise him because he's true to his word. Praise him because he is the righteous judge, and he always judges righteously. Praise him because he takes hold with us in our infirmities. Praise him because he stands on our behalf, on behalf of the righteous. He is our advocate. He is our defense. He is our shield. He is all that we need. He's our battle axe in the time of a battle. And yet at the same time, he is our shelter and our refuge. So praise him on every count. Praise him for who he is and how he is moving in your life and in your circumstances. Know that his word precedes the change that you're looking for. You've received the word, now just believe him and praise him and give him thanks.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of
Jesus,
go ahead, for I pray.
I want to read this last one that I forgot. This is Jeremiah. He did this yesterday when I was in the chat room putting the prayers in because the Holy Spirit has taught me, due to the circumstance, how to pray with impact but use the scriptures. Do you understand? Remember how you told me the Holy Spirit will show you what to do and how to do it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Well, that's what he did. So this is Jeremiah 51:36. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. You know what that's in reference to. And he just spoke immediately. And I said, oh, for real? And I'm like, wow, it's just like that powerful. It's just like I'm reading these, I am like quickened, like, you know, the fear of the Lord coming over me. So I'm like, well, hey, amen. I'm sorry.
That is truly the way the Lord works. And you see, he will dry up every water spirit, just as he promised.
Amen.
Amen. He'll dry up every water spirit, just as he promised. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, this has been a long war, and a war it has been.
Yes.
It's been at least 5 years, Lord, that we've gone step for step, place for place.
Mm-hmm.
As you've led, we have followed. We have trusted and believed and stood and endured and been patient and long-suffering and merciful, yet certain that the word is the truth. So we thank you, Lord, for the culmination of these events, and we thank you for your will being done. We thank you for your sure judgment and the execution thereof. We thank you, Lord, that the saints will see that the same God that's in the New Testament is the same God that's in the Old Testament, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you don't change and that there's no shadow of turning in you. When we obey you, when we trust you, when we repent of our sins, when we walk in the word, you move miraculously for us. So we thank you for this word, not just a word of encouragement, but a word of performance, a miraculous word. You have declared it beforehand, and our eyes will see it, and we will experience it. So we thank you, and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise.
Yes,
and we honor you for new beginnings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
We honor you, Lord, for new beginnings.
Yes.
Old things passing away.
Passed away. All things are made new. Hallelujah.
Coming into forefront. Coming into the forefront.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Coming alive.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, your mouth has spoken it, and you will perform it.
Yeah.
We thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
We thank you for it, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for it.
Yes. You thank
you, deliver
Jesus.
Us from our enemies.
Yes.
And we give you praise. You are a strong deliverer, and we praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
love you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, thank
praise
you, Jesus.
The Lord. Praise
thank
the
you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise
thank
the
you, Lord.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. I love
Amen.
You guys.
Love you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, rejoice with those that rejoice, saints. This is the time to rejoice. Amen. This is the time to rejoice. So we thank the Lord for his intervention. Yes, we do. We thank the Lord for his intervention. Area code 818. 8, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. Hi, Pastor Sabrina. I have basically two things. The one is I've been going through everything that, you know, like how you told me to go through old, let the Lord lead you through old things, you know, through old programs. And he led me to one because I was asking him, why am I not getting healed with this thing in my intestine, this huge, it's like a huge, I look like 9 months pregnant in this one thing. And he led me to it's from a few years ago, but basically they were talking about the spirit of the bastard. And I know that there is, you know, I know my mother was not born in marriage, and I know my children were, but their father wasn't. And so I know there's that I want to pray over. But also, I've been, the past couple weeks, the Lord, I've been through a big spiritual battle. It's kind of physical as well, but COVID hit, and I know it's gone a little, it's difficult, but the Lord just had me stand with everything that I've been taught, you know, since I've been with you guys for the past couple of years, and his faithfulness is just amazing. And my kids, who, they weren't split with me, but they didn't understand really the new, you know, this form of church that I, in deliverance that I am a part of now, because I raised them kind of in the emergent, you know, secret, you know, the different kind of church. So, but when this happened to them, they were scared and terrified, and they got sick. But God, like every step of the way, whenever a symptom would come, they would let me pray over that, you know, pray with them and stand over it, and would bind it, and then the symptom would go away, and then it would come, something else would come. We'd stood in this battle for the whole time. And thank God they never got a fever. They never got, it tried it, like their lungs would get sore, but it never got the pneumonia. All the real bad stuff never happened. And then they're like, they were scared for me. And I'm like, no, I said, I've been standing against COVID since it came out. And I said, I don't know why it's allowing it to, you know, come here at all, but I'm not going to get this. Don't worry about me. And God was faithful. I did not get it. And they're like, wow, Mom, like they have to say, Jesus really did. Like, you know, I cried thinking about it, how like my girls saw that Jesus was so faithful. And they're well now, thank God. They're completely healed and delivered, and I didn't get sick. But it was I had to really flex those spiritual battle muscles, and God was there. And I couldn't understand why God was allowing me to go through with this, because I'm like, Lord, I've been praying a 91st Psalm every day. So how, you know, but I guess God allowed things, because my daughters are now seeing a side of God and a faithfulness in God. And now we're talking more, and they're opening up more, you know, and at my, even asking for prayer. My daughter let me, one night, she let me pray with her and read the Bible and sing blood songs for 2 hours. That would never have happened before, you know, never. And so I see God's faithfulness, but at the same time, like now, like I feel like after you've been like through a battle, you kind of feel exhausted, and I feel that way right now. So the devil's trying to, you know, now that it's over, I feel like the devil trying to attack me physically. So I thank you for that beginning prayer, because I need it. Because now that I go back, and when I wear a mask and everything, I start feeling like an asthma attack feeling. And so I need prayer for that. You know what I mean? To follow up the weakness. And that God would just continue with my girls, because I just saw something really amazing with their leaning on God and seeing God and seeing prayer and getting involved with that themselves. And I have another, like my other daughter, I mean, my oldest daughter at first, before this started, she wanted to go get the vaccine. And I have very strong feelings against that right now. But so I was with the Lord on that, and then this happened. I don't know. I have to put all that in God's hands, and I don't know what to say or do about all that. But so I just want prayer for all that. And to thank God He's faithful.
You see,
and thank you,
everything
God.
That you're welcome. Everything that appears to be a negative thing isn't necessarily that. If we put it in the Lord's hands, He can make things work together for our good. So you got a breakthrough in a way that you never thought you would, and so did they. Now they're open to hear what you have to say about the Lord. Where they were kind of closed before, they were like, okay, Mom. But now they're actually listening with their heart. They have seen that Jesus is real. He actually has power. He actually uses it on behalf of His people. They're developing faith. Yes, the devil came to test you, but he found out that you weren't going to allow him to come run roughshod over you anymore.
No. Amen. That's true. Boy, it was a fight, too, I have to tell you.
You aren't the person that you were when you first started listening. You've grown. You've changed.
True.
Now, congratulations on your change.
Thank you.
You know you had to pass this exam, and you did. And we're proud of you in Jesus. Amen. We're proud of you in Jesus. You didn't cave in. You actually stood your ground in Christ. And you did your warfare, and you weren't ashamed of the gospel. We're proud of you. Amen?
Thank you.
The Lord is
Amen.
Developing something in you that you never had before. You didn't whine. You didn't exactly understand, but you did what you knew was right. That's growth.
Amen.
Amen.
And that daily warfare.
That's growth. Amen. Now, let me ask you this. You may not know the answer. When you were conceived, were your parents married?
Yes, they were. My dad was too, but my mom was not. And my mom was like put in an orphanage. She was given up for adoption, but she was not. She's the only one that I know of in my family line.
Okay.
Like direct descendant.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the members of our sister's family that have the curse of the bastard coming down the family line. They were conceived outside of holy matrimony. Rike selle le dio sunda da barai kele di dia da barro kele di dio ndera bre selle di dia ya shai ya regi se me ma mo kuta ro costa te bri rike selle le dio sunda da barai kele di dia ta ha tararia ka ya regi se ta da bri. We bind spirits of rejection coming down the family line due to that curse in Jesus' name. Those spirits have attacked everyone in the family line and attempted to strip them of honor and dignity and their right place in society. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because of the curse in key persons' lives in that family. Father, we ask that you deliver them, that you sever the curse from their lives, that you draw them to you, Lord, that you use these circumstances to bring them into the kingdom in Jesus' name. We ask for your touch, your intervention, and breakthrough, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. People have been kept out of the kingdom due to this curse, Lord. In your mercy, in your compassion, in your love for us, reverse the curse, Lord, that they might enter into the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. That their posterity be allowed into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Rula la la yasa rugunda rokohole re de da barusa de di Dios sundera bri kele di Dios sundera bri. For it's written that they will not enter for 10 generations. But, Father, we ask you to remember the nail in a sure place. And Jesus on the cross for every sin, his blood shed for all those who will receive his sacrifice. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, that he himself became a curse for us, that we might walk in the blessing. So we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion. And we thank you for the intervention into the lives of those who have been so affected. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you refresh our sisters. Many of us have been through strenuous battles, Father, and it has left us weak in some places and weary in others. But we ask you now, Lord, for the refreshing. We ask you, Lord, for healing. We ask you for the strengthening, and we give you praise. We thank you for it. The Bible says if we ask anything according to your will, we know that we have the petition that we've asked for. So we thank you for it, Father. We thank you. We thank you for the strengthening spiritually, in our soulish realm, and in our body. We give you praise, Lord. We ask for extra protection as we're being healed, as we're being refreshed, as we're being renewed. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the word of God coming to us, Lord, as we humble ourselves and with meekness receive your engrafted word that is able to save our soul. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father. And we bless your holy name. Amen. Amen.
I have to say, can I say one thing real quick? When the fast that we just had, I didn't get the date, mm-hmm. so I was doing it 2 weeks earlier. I didn't know the date, and that's exactly during I was fasting, thinking we were doing the group fast, and that's exactly when it hit. So when it did hit, I was already fasting and praying for healing. It was just it was kind of amazing. But sometimes mistakes aren't mistakes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Right, God Amen. Bless you. I love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye. Huh, what a wonderful testimony. You know, saints, God is so good to us. Area code 2097. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello.
Hi, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Thank you for your prayers today.
You're welcome.
I'm just still battling. It just feels like it's that voodoo stuff, and I don't know. I'm worrying on it every day, and it just seems like that something needs to be cut. Terminated somewhere.
Like, what has the Lord been saying to you?
You know, I have so much of this stuff coming through my ears that I'm not really getting that right now. I'm not getting that direct information, and that's probably the toughest part.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we soak our sister in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we raise the shield of faith and boomerang all of the electromagnetic warfare being sent to her in the name of Jesus. That ringing in the ear, we return to the sender in Jesus' name. We command it to be bound to come up and out. Urukosa, we bind what comes off the cell towers. Oh, shit. Every current that's sent to us that's not of Jesus Christ, we break your grip and hold. We raise the shield of faith against you in the name of Jesus Christ.
What comes through their meter on the house, every wave, every radio wave, electromagnetic wave, any opening that's due to an injury, we seal it in the name of Jesus Christ. Sound warfare, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and come, Sherry. Deep breath and come. Oh, sound warfare, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says you come at us one way, but you go back seven ways. We give you praise, Lord. Break it in Jesus' name. Yergi de la brusa tarabroca da de asiti de briki di esiti de brusa. Yardo gule de asa. Father, we bind every spirit of torment in the name of Jesus Christ. We return the tormentors right back where they came from in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety, trouble, or worry in Jesus' name. We cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. We bind 5G in Jesus' name. Ooh. We bind the outworkings of 5G in Jesus' holy name. Now take some deep breaths and cough, Sherry. Take some deep breaths and cough. We bind the water spirits involved in Jesus' name. Holy fire upon every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind those prying and spying devils, those surveillance devils. We bind them in Jesus' name. Whew. The surveillance devil,
yeah.
We bind you in
yep.
the name of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And we turn your wickedness back on your own heads in the name of Jesus. Lord, we place all of the appliances in our home that they are using to spy and surveil us. Under the blood of Jesus Christ, every device, erro sotto robrica de Dio sotto robra, racata la brisa de Dio sondre brica de Dio sondre robra, yarracata de Dio sur, gise de riuscita la baracuta, rese de rucuto robrica de la brica. Amen. Father, we thank you for giving relief to your daughter and to your other
yes,
children that are experiencing this in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. It's a form of attack, and we return the attack to the senders. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. We bind mind mills in the name of Jesus. Isha mama. Ruko suta rubrika de dio sunda rubrika de dio suta rubri. All cyber attacks we bind and return in Jesus' name. All electronic and technology devils are bound. Return to sender in the name of Jesus. Now, Sherry?
Yes?
You can't leave the Wi-Fi on in your home. You can't leave it on. It's a portal.
It's always
there
a portal
are,
for everyone.
It's always a portal. Alexa is a portal. Ring is a portal. What's that other thing where they, you know,
they use your Wi-Fi to check on your house and all that. Those are portals. You can't leave
so
your Wi-Fi.
I don't use Alexa. Yeah, so I need to turn it off at night. I've been feeling that that's where these attacks are coming from, so I'm grateful for the... But it's witchcraft, right? I mean, this is basically witchcraft.
Yes, it is. They use, you can use cables. That, you remember before we had Wi-Fi, we used cables to connect our computers to the modem. Well, you can get cables. And you can use the cables instead of depending on the Wi-Fi. All right?
Okay. Okay.
And I'll try to remember sometime in the morning to put some of that information in the chat room. All right?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
I was like, what am I doing wrong, Lord? Thank you, Sabrina. God bless you guys. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Now, saints, if you're having this problem, Wi-Fi is a portal. It just is. And it would be better to use a cable connection, you know, from the box to the device that you want to use. And then when you're not using it, turn the Wi-Fi off. Turn the thing off. Amen? Amen. Just a little word of wisdom there. God will bless us. He will help us. He will show us what to do. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes you have to be a little wiser than you've been in the past. And the Lord will help us. He'll show us what to do. He's a good God. He loves us. Amen? Amen. Brother Marshall, we have some praying to do tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you, Lord. We do have some praying to do, and we need your wisdom, Father, in Jesus' name. So we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus because of the blood of the covenant. And thank you, Lord, for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. Thank you, Father, for every good and every perfect gift that cometh down from above. From you, Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Thank you. You have good plans for all of us, plans for our peace and not for evil, to give us an expected end. And we thank you for keeping us all at the apple of your eyes. We look to you, Lord, because we don't always know what to do. Because the battle is not ours, but yours. That's what you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 20. So we turn the battle, we leave it in your hands, take the battle to the gate, the authority, the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and in earth. And Father, we ask that the Lord Jesus, who is ever living to make intercession for each of us, will make that those intercessions for each of us according to your perfect will in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so in your way and in your time in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. You said, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. And Father, you said, he that watches over Israel shall not neither slumber nor sleep. In Psalm 121, we think that you're up all night anyway. And all the plans and wiles of schemes of the enemy, because our battle is not against human beings, but against spirits, Father. Those coming from Islam, this is beginning of one of their holy days, beginning at sundown tonight. All those witchcraft curses sent from Islam and every witch, warlock, every type of witchcraft curse sent against any one of us, all spirits of ungodly control from different nations and from what so-called deep state, and those that have given their hearts and their minds and their souls to Satan, all those witchcraft curses returned on the heads of the spirits that sent them to those spirits what they tended to do to us in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are new every day. Sorry if there was any feedback there. Please forgive me, Lord. And all the electronic attacks coming against each one of us, even as Sabrina was praying, all return from Wi-Fi, every type of attack, from kind of the EMF attacks, more gallons, all the combination from the nanobots, including the nanobots involved in different things that they're using, all the technology devils that the those that have bowed their knees to Satan have been using against the body of Christ. All the technology demons are bound in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Coming against all those that are and will be members of the body of Christ, including all the true blood brothers of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that be in Israel, the United States, and every true blood brother, brother or sister of the Lord Jesus who've been grafted into the body of Christ because of what Jesus did when he shed his blood on that tree for each of us. And we thank you, Jesus. You took all of our curses. And we have the amazing and extraordinary privilege of receiving your cup of blessing. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written in Galatians 3:13 and following, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Father, we thank you for opening the door of faith to the Gentiles. We also ask you to remove the veil from the hearts and the minds of including the Jewish people, Father God, and that you use what the enemy is trying to do, what the enemy is doing for evil, you'll turn it around and use it for good, Father. Even as Sabrina was talking about, many of these things that are challenges to those who have been praying for, sometimes you use those things to draw people to the Lord Jesus, such as in my life when my older brother died, and I was distraught and upset and angry at whoever God was. I didn't know if he was real, who he was, and who was this Jesus guy. I have no idea. And then I thought I knew for a while, and then I found out, no, I really didn't know. But we thank you, Lord. You came to teach all of us. We ask you to teach our brothers and sisters that are in the body of Christ and the brothers and sisters that are in Israel, Father God, and wherever they are, Father, in Canada and different places, those that are under attack, Father God, we ask you to teach all of us what we need to be taught by your Spirit. Send the whole, pour forth of your Spirit. You said, in the last days I pour forth of my Spirit upon all flesh. We ask you to pour forth of your Spirit because we can't do it in our own strength. No, it's by your Spirit. It's not by human might or human power. It's by your Spirit. We ask for your Spirit afresh, Father, including for all the family members of every believer, everyone we've interceded for. We ask for your divine help and intervention in the horrific things that have been going on, not just in Israel and different places, that different nations around the world where many people are struggling and suffering. Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. Satan, you remain permanently, perpetually bound in all your underlings, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, coming against all those that are already in the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ. Jew or Gentile, in Jesus' name. We cancel your assignments to each and every one. In Jesus' name, because it's written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. In Jesus' name, in Matthew 18:18, in agreement, in Matthew 16:19, in Jesus' name, as we've been grafted into the body of Christ, Satan, you're bound in Jesus. We first bind the strong, and we bind the mind blinder. Satan, you remain bound, and all your underlings are bound in Jesus' name. Every one of your underlings, every spirit of covetousness and pride, all spirits connected with the so-called New World Order, Agenda 2030, all the ungodly spirits are bound in Jesus' name. All those from the Committee of 300, all those ungodly spirits trying to do nasty things, we bind each and every one of them, not just Leviathan, Kundalini, all the marine spirits, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, every ungodly spirit is bound in Jesus' name, including every spirit of pride and presumption and covetousness is bound in Jesus' name, every spirit of idolatry is bound not just in Islam, in witchcraft, every type of spirit of and Masonic lodge, and Eastern Star, all spirits of idolatry are bound in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. We cancel your assignments to everyone we have, are, will be interceding for, including the members of the body of Christ in the United States of America and all around the globe, everywhere where anyone is called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and will be calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Your demonic assignments of none effect, including to all the children, in Jesus' name, whether it be in Israel, United States, every nation, Ethiopia, every nation, in Jesus' name, in Syria, in the Palestine, in the West Bank, we cancel your assignments. Every spirit of ungodly fear is bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of manipulation through ungodly fear, which is basically what the whole COVID nonsense was, is manipulation through an ungodly spirit of fear. They're bound in Jesus' name. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind in Jesus' name. Your demonic assignments, we keep on the helmet of salvation, continually keeping on the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, holding up the shield of faith, always walking in peace, keeping on the gospel shoes of peace, and taking the word of God, which is very quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And Satan, all your demonic assignments, all severed in Jesus' name from each and every one of us with the word of God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and all those who intercede for, including all those in Jerusalem. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for our brethren and companions. They can now say, Shalom, peace be within thee, and Shalom to the United States of America, not just in the Southeast, but all the United States of America. Shalom in Jesus' name. Every spirit of trying to turn one people against another people, all spirits are trying to cause division in the body of Christ are bound. All spirits of hopelessness are bound. Every spirit of oppression, depression, discouragement are bound in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every one of your underlings are bound, Satan. All go into the cage, gags from every one of your mouths in Jesus' name. Get the hand, Satan, and all your little underlings in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to send the Holy Spirit to have his way with all those who interceded for. Pour oil on troubled waters. Pour forth of your spirit, Father. Plead the blood of Jesus over all those who are interceded for, will intercede for, including the Jewish people that are coming into the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Those people, Father, even as Paul was praying, he'd be willing to give up his own salvation. If his own natural brothers in the flesh could come to salvation through Christ Jesus. We ask you, Father God, because you said we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We don't love our natural lives as much as we love Jesus, because Jesus loved us so perfectly. Thank you for that perfect love, the perfect love that casts out all fear. Thank you for your amazing, extraordinary love. Thank you, Jesus, that even while we were sinners, Christ died for each of us, each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for your perfect love. Thank you, Jesus, that you're alive right now and you're ever living to make intercession for each and every one of us. And we give you praise and honor and glory. You are our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And we thank you for interceding for each of us and all those coming into the body of Christ, all the children, Father God. Many, many children in harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name. And not just in Israel. Not just because of the bombs and the whatever, the missiles and all that, Father, but all the people in harm's way from the stealth attacks, the bioweapons and the electronic and the cyber attacks, and all the spirits trying to stir up fear and trying to stir up people to be controlled by the spirit of selfishness. And we'll have to have 10,000 gallons of gas. I may not use them in the next 2 months or 10 years or whatever, but all the spirits of covetousness are bound in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost, pour forth the Holy Spirit, Father God, all over in Israel, in the United States, all over the world, Father God, in England, in New Zealand, Father, in Australia, Father, in Canada. Oh, pour forth of your Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. And especially in the southeastern United States, where many people have been challenged with the cutoff in the natural provisions for the power. But our power doesn't just come from natural things. No, no, no. Our power comes from the Holy Ghost, and we thank you, Father. Jesus said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What did the good shepherd do for us to show us how much he loved us? Oh, he laid down his life for us, his blood for us, his soul for us, so we could trust him. And he's right now interceding at the right hand of the Father. And we thank you, Father, for hearing the intercessions of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. You know how to intercede. You were tempted in every way such as we are, yet without sin. Yes, you could have been upset when the people spoke terrible things about you and tried to kill you and slapped you across the face, but you didn't. You didn't. You even put that ear back on the high priest's servant's head after, was it Peter cut it off or whatever, in the garden. You'd love every human being. You said to Judas, friend, why have you come? You called him your friend. Thank you, Lord, because you created him for your purposes. Although you said it might have been better if he were never born, but he had to fulfill the scriptures so that the word of God would come to pass, and your scriptures will always come to pass. Things on earth are going to change, but your word is for sure. There's some things that have been shaken and changed, but your word is for sure. You know how to shake up what the enemy is trying to do, and we thank you for doing that, Lord. We bind every spirit of Zeus, every spirit of warfare, and we thank you for scattering those that delight in war according to your word. In Psalm 68, verse 30, we thank you for scattering all those that delight in war, Lord. We speak confusion, division to the enemy's camp, confusion, division to the enemy's camp, confusion, division to the enemy's camp, division to confusion, division to the enemy's camp, in Jesus' name. And good riddance to every ungodly spirit, in Jesus' name. All of us in the cage, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your help. Your hand is not too short to save. I don't know as much as many others do, perhaps, Father. I don't claim to have to know, but you said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We thank you for being health to our navel and marrow to our bones, the very health of these temples of the Holy Spirit. You are our strength, Lord, by the power of your Spirit. Be strong in the grace of God that's in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the grace of God that's with us. And we thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. And we boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Father, we ask for your divine help and intervention concerning the cyber attacks, whether they're coming from China, whether they're coming from the deep state, trying to interfere with the proper flow of the gasoline. We know there was a deliberate plan of the puppet masters that are controlling this Biden regime to shut off a couple of pipelines in the very beginning of his tenure, early in January, Father, whatever it was, January 20th, very, very quickly. They shut off the pipelines because that's the plan of the enemy, to steal, kill, and destroy, to take away, to take away the energy independence, so we would become dependent, Father. And we thank you, Father God. But we're not dependent on Satan. We're only dependent on the living God. And we thank you that underneath of the everlasting arms, and you'll never, ever leave us. And we thank you for your divine help and intervention. So, Father, pour forth of your Spirit for everyone we've interceded for that are not yet in the body of Christ, all of our family members, God, help us that have not yet accepted Jesus. We thank you for drawing each one to the Lord Jesus, even those that are despiteful use us, that you can and will save, Father, because you can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. You said, ask, and you shall receive. And you said to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So, Father, we come joyfully before your throne of grace because we know you're answering and you're going to take care of it all. And we give you praise and honor. But things don't look great in the natural. We just keep praising you. And because you inhabit the praises of your people, you don't inhabit the woe is me. You inhabit the praises of your people. And we thank you for the many times you've delivered us. And we thank you, Father God, many, many times. You do things supernaturally in ways that I have no clue that you were just going to do that. We just need to listen to you and do what you tell us to do. And I really appreciate Sabrina's heart and your heart to the scriptures from speaking through David as he sought you, Lord, in each situation in the battles, Father God. So we're seeking for your wisdom in Jesus' name. As we commit our works unto you, Lord, that our thoughts may be established, show us what you want us to do. And I thank you, Lord, for the divine revelation. This is something that is far from my natural abilities, Father, by my natural understanding. I'm not naturally musical. And if I spoke any word curses over myself, I repent, Father, but we can all make a joyful sound unto the Lord. But, Father God, I thank you for that, the victory that you give. Even as the singers went before the army in Second Chronicles, even as the priests blew the shofars, blew the trumpets around the walls of Jericho, and they all came tumbling down. Even as you told us, even as the scripture of the day that I was looking at earlier today, the beginning of and this just goes along with Pat Holiday said, and Brother Bill says, and Sabrina says, and your word says, which is a very good source, it says, what does it say in the beginning of Psalm 81? Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp, and the psaltery. So teach me, Lord, how to sing the psalms. I don't even know which psalms have which music put to them. I know a few little songs, but Father God, teach me. You give us songs in the night. Give your saints the songs of the night. Everybody, we all have different parts in the body of Christ, and I thank you for the different parts each of us have and the encouragement we give to one another, and I thank you for the prayers one for another. Thank you, Father God. Help us all to know how you want us to pray, and I thank you for the revelations that you're giving, as you've been giving to many other saints, even as just recently. I didn't know this until the last few days, that some people say it came from Hitler's whatever propaganda minister or whatever. Somebody said it came from the global elite back in 1917 when they changed the musical whatever it is for A, the tone from what was it, anyway, 342 or something to 440, whatever it was, 432 to 440, and it's just eight little bits off on that frequency for the tuning of the musical instruments. But Father God, we thank you. The enemy has been busy. He's been planning a lot of this stuff a long time, not just the pandemic. That's been planned for a long time. All those things, and what the Chinese have been doing, been planned for a long, long, long time. So, Father, we ask you to give us wisdom and insight into how you want us to pray. And we thank you for the wisdom and insight you've given to others, including Pat Holiday, concerning the nanobots, even as you delivered Brother Bill from the stuff coming from the chemtrails, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We ask you to give us wisdom and insight, each of us, wisdom and insight in the areas that we need and where we can help others in the body of Christ and deliver us from all the attacks trying to cause disruptions in the gasoline supply. We know you'll provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory, because you can't lie. You're faithful who promised. God is not a man that he should lie, and the Son of Man he should repent. We thank you for that. But for those coming into the body of Christ, Father God, many people are probably getting really frustrated and just might find Jesus. We thank you for drawing them to the Lord Jesus during these situations, Father God, and uncover what's really going on, whether it's from China or wherever it's coming from, all the cyber crimes, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I know that the New World Order loves to blame Russia for everything. Russia. But our battle's not against people, although there may be some demons, and maybe more than one or two in some of the higher-ups in China, but there's some demons higher up in this nation too, Father God. And we ask to deliver us from all those demons, Father God, in Jesus' name, including all the plans of the globalists trying to change the weather, trying to attack any area, including the oil refineries, in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do, and greater things than these, in John 14, 10? And he can't lie. And we think of the one who is peace, because he made peace by the blood of his cross, and we think of the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, and he himself who is our peace when we're at peace, because he is our peace. And we speak shalom. We speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere in every area, not only where there are oil refineries, every area, Father, in Jesus' name. We speak shalom in Jesus' name. And we bind every spirit trying to stir up the weather, kind of contrary to your perfect plans, Father God, in Jesus' name. You said in your word back in Genesis that when you send a storm, we'll get to see a bow, a rainbow in the clouds. And that was the covenant you gave. You're not going to flood the earth anymore. Sometimes we see storms and things, and there's no rainbow. Maybe that's a little clue when we need to bind those things. So we bind every spirit that's not being sent by you, Lord, because Jesus rebuked the storm. He would never rebuke what you sent, Father. But Jesus rebuked the storm, and there was a great calm. And Jesus said, where is your faith? He expects us to do the same thing. So we speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere and every spirit behind harp and every machine they're trying to use to control the weather and the atmosphere. We cancel their assignments, whatever those machines are called. You know everything about them, Father. We thank you for sending your spirits, whether it be spirits of voice to break the machines they're using. We thank you for doing so, Father. And we're asking agreement according to Matthew 18:19. And Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Thank you for fullness of joy, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for causing the weather and the atmosphere to be the way you want it to be, and only that way. And show each of us what you want us to do, what our part is, even the practical things that you want us to do. Even like we've heard from Dr. Sabrina tonight concerning Wi-Fi. We think for the practical things that we can have a more healthy atmosphere in our homes by cutting back on the nasty things that the enemy is trying to do. And we do speak kind of as a blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants them to hear, pertaining to each and every one of us, every one of the saints, and all their family members, in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father God, for your divine help. You're the Father of the fatherless. You said, if your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. I thank you for taking me up, Lord. I thank you for taking up all those. And you really do care for the orphans, for the widows, Father God, and all those, Father God, that have been homeless at this point, and they're increasing globally, even in the United States. Yes, even in Texas, they're increasing. The homeless, and they may be increasing, but, well, I don't want to speak any word curses, but, Father, we ask you, Father God, for your divine help, Father, and that you use these situations to draw many people to the Lord Jesus, Father, and you provide, even as you provided for the people who are not natural Jews in Israel, Father God, those that were brought in there, Father God, you provided for them, the stranger, I think you call them in the scripture. So we thank you for providing for those that are strangers as well as the natural citizens, even those people that have been flooding across the border. Oh, Lord, deliver those. Deliver those, especially the children that are being held against their will. Deliver them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Deliver them all. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. And deliver those that are homeless and give them wisdom and discernment to know what to do, that they might find shelter in the way that you want in the natural, but most especially under your wings, taking shadow under your wings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your covenant. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Even as you showed Ruth, that she bowed down before Boaz and said, why have I found grace in thy sight? And Boaz said she came to find peace under the wings of the Lord. What does God have wings? Well, you think about the wings over the mercy seat, and you think about his mercies that are new every day. We think about that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, not just over Ruth, who was grafted into the body of Christ, even though she wasn't even Jewish, because God is still no respecter of persons. We ask you to help all those that are homeless, all those in need globally, including in the United States of America. We ask you to provide their needs, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the things that were set up by the previous administration, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all those different Christian charities that are providing, including Salvation Army and many, many others, even the Amish in areas in Pennsylvania, providing for those in need. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for providing for the needs of those many, many people globally, Father, in Jesus' name. You said even that the lions seek their meat from you, Lord. Because you, no good thing you will withhold from them that walk uprightly. We ask you, Father, show all those how to walk uprightly, even in the body of Christ, even those that still have a roof over their head or whatever, and show us all how to show hospitality to those you want, the way you want, when you want, only listening to you and doing what you want, not because we're forced to, because we want to. And we thank you, Father, for delivering us from every plan and scheme of the enemy, including the attack against the United States economy, in Jesus' name, with the increasing prices, particularly in the fuel recently, and other areas in the food, and the increasing shipping charges, as shipping is bulk, of course, with the trucks not able to get fuel as much as they could, that would affect things too. But even before that ever started, many, many things with bottlenecks, not just with a ship stuck in the canal over near Egypt or whatever in the Suez Canal. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us from every one of these planned bottlenecks, Father God, in Jesus' name, trying to cause disruptions in the supply of what many people have grown accustomed to taking advantage of, in Jesus' name. Help us to be flexible, Father. I thank you for the recent fast, Father God, showing me that, yes, I don't have to have toast every day. We thank you, Father God, for humbling us all. We thank you for teaching us all. We ask for your favor and your help, Father. You said in Psalm 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Now that's a promise. And all the promises of God in him, in Jesus, are yes and amen. And we thank you for the privilege of being in you, Lord Jesus, as we walk humbly with our God. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. What doth the Lord require thee, that thou do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God, not walking in presumption. And Father, I have continually repented of any spirit of presumption, of assuming that I knew something, because you're still just teaching all of us. And we thank you, Father God. And many, many people are so sure about so many things. But Father, help us to be sure about hearing from the Lord, because Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And the voice of a stranger they will not heed. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to remove those from office that will not bow the knees to Jesus in the time you want. You told us to pray for those in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. And I was reading in Jeremiah, or hearing in Jeremiah recently when I had a plane, that even when they were taken captive, because of their sin, they were taken captive, he told them to pray for the peace of their local towns and villages and cities, or wherever they were taken captive, like to Babylon or whatever, so that they might have peace. So we pray for all the jurisdictions where every believer is, and especially every pair of believers, in Jesus' name, all over the United States, all over every nation. We pray for the peace, the towns, the villages, the cities, the different counties, the different municipalities. We pray for the peace, Father God, and especially the peace of Jerusalem, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray for the peace, Father God, that we might have peace. In Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name. We pray for those, Father God, that are have decreased, especially at the small businesses that have loss of business, not just the hairdressers and the barbers, but all of the small mom-and-pop type stores that have done so much wonderful things for helping the local communities, including the inner cities. Many people have struggled their whole life to build their own business, Father. We ask you, Father, for your divine intervention, and you'll deliver them from all the plans and the wiles and the schemes of all those nasty spirits being funded by Soros and the like from the New World Order. And you deliver them, and you provide the ability for them to stay in business and to flourish, Father God, in Jesus' name, as you draw each one of the owners and all those working there to the Lord Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name. Because righteousness exalts a nation. Certainly righteousness will exalt a business as well. If people put you first, you said, seek ye first. First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We don't spend our time looking at all the problems. We spend our time looking to you, Lord. We thank for the help of your countenance, the help of your presence, help of your face. We thank for keeping those that have turned to the Lord Jesus, and those that you're drawing to the Lord Jesus, because no man comes to the Lord Jesus save you draw them. I thank you for joining Bill and Sabrina and Pat Holiday and all of your saints, Brother Albert, and delivering us from all those spirits of especially for Brother Albert, the spirits he really wanted to join the mafia and just kill a bunch of people because he was so angry because of all the hostility in his family, Father. And you told him how to walk in love, even with people who wanted to kill him, literally, in Colombia. And we thank you, Father God, for helping him to turn brother to brother, that they could love one another, because that's what you want. You want us all to love one another, to love the people. So, Father, we ask you for your divine help. Your hand is not too short to save. Help those and those business owners that are just in it for the money, especially those that are into idolatry or worse. We ask you to replace them with those who will do it your way, Lord. And we ask you to deliver all of us from the big corporations, the Amazons and the big Googles and all those things that are trying to not only control people's thought processes, but make them want to buy things they don't even need sometimes and try to get them because they're and the big corporations, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all the ungodly control and manipulation through the mainstream media and the social media. We ask you, Father, to deliver each one from all the spirits of deception and lying and all spirits trying to breed fear, ungodly fear. Oh, we're running out of gas. Oh, this terrible thing's going to happen. No. No, the Lord is our shepherd. He's still our good shepherd. He really is a good shepherd. He had power to lay down his life and power to take it up again. That's what he said to Saul of Tarsus. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? So if somebody does something against any member of the body of Christ, Jesus takes it very, very personally because we're members of his body, the body of Christ, and he knows how to save his body, each and every member of his body. He is the Savior of the body. I believe that says that in Ephesians 5. Somewhere in there. There it is. Ephesians 5:23. For as the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Savior of the body of Christ. You are the Savior of the body. So whether someone's in a small business, whether someone is dependent on gasoline to get to work, to get to school, to do the things they need to do in Georgia or anywhere else, because you're able to provide supernaturally. And I thank you, Father God, for the pastor and his uncle that was a missionary in Africa. And he told a story about they had to get to this village in Africa. I don't remember which nation it was. But they had to get there, and their vehicle ran out of gas. They had not one drop left. It was just fumes in their vehicle. It ran out, and it was mud season, whatever it was. And their vehicle, whatever it was up to the axles in mud. And what did they do? They prayed. And what happened? Did they see angels? No. Did they feel a strong wind? No. But their vehicle was lifted up out of the mud and silently drove to their destination that they could preach the good news to those people that had not heard the good news yet. That God so loved every human being on the earth that he gave what? His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We thank you, Father God. You're no respecter of persons. If there's anyone that needs to get somewhere for your business, you're going to get them there. And we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you, Father, you can do things way above and beyond what I can imagine, even think, Father, by the power that worketh in us, because it's your fullness in us. The fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Jesus bodily, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's in us, Christ, in us, the hope of glory, by the power of the Spirit. We thank you, Father, you're not giving us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Show each of us how you want us to pray, what you want us to do, because I don't really know. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, in James 1:5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally. Hey, you're no respecter of persons. You even give to me. He giveth all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it will be given him. Whether we need visions, give us vision, Father God. Whether we need to hear in a new way, give us new ears to hear, Father God. Whether we need new hearts so we can respond in compassion for those that you've created that need that touch of your love that changes everything. You said, thou knowest by our love, one for another. And we thank for the love of the body of Christ, one for another, even as was NK's touting Pastor Sabrina's love. And we thank you for the love that's shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, that Holy Ghost in us that enables us to walk in love with those that have not always been lovely to us in the past, that we can say, well, Father, they didn't know what they were doing. They really didn't. So, Father, help those, Father, that are coming into the body of Christ. We don't know when and how, but we leave them in your capable hands. And those that are trying to control the weather and the atmosphere and the finances and everything in this nation or any other nation contrary to your will, those that are trying to bring about hardships to the people that doesn't look like a nice thing, Father, but maybe you're allowing that so people will turn to the Lord. Many, many in the valley of decision turning to the Lord. There's a reason you're allowing it, Father God, at such a time. Some people think it's your judgment coming on the earth. And yes, you do talk about that. You are the righteous judge, and you're going to judge wickedness. And they claim the people that do nasty things with the children, Father God. Not just the pedophiles, all the people that do nasty, nasty things in other areas, the people that take bribes from other leaders of other nations, the people that they'll sell their souls to the devil so they can go to the top of the entertainment charts or whatever, Father. And those that are willing to stand for the truth, Father God, even when it physically and emotionally hurts, Father, give them the courage and the strength by the power of your Spirit to stand for the truth the way all those standing for the truth, those fighting for the truth. Yes, we're not necessarily looking to a human being to rescue us. If you'd like to, you raise up some of those. There are many, many people standing for the truth. We thank you for helping to bring about the proper vote count in Arizona and the other states where they're doing, checking out the election results, Father God, and bringing to light what's been hidden by the enemy. We thank you, Father God, for causing things to change. We thank you for bringing about many new platforms, different platforms, including the one from, what's it called, Frank Speech or something like that Mike Lindell started recently. It may not be perfect, but we thank you. I'm not trying to put it down. I'm just trying to say it may not be perfect because it's created by human beings. So, Father, and no human being is perfect apart from Jesus. And we thank you for the great work you've done in the different saints, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God. We don't have to believe in our heads. The battle's between our ears, but we don't have to. We believe in our hearts. You said if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts, Father, you raised Christ Jesus from the dead. It says we'll be saved. We'll be sozo. We'll be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And that simple little comment by Lynn Wood really profoundly affected me. He said, oh, but Christians might have a battle between their ears, but that doesn't bother us because we believe in our hearts. I was like, whoa, he got it. I need to get it too in new ways. Help us all to get what you want us to get. That's Christ in us. It's your love in us. And we thank you for the love. We overcome. Come overcome evil with good. We thank you, Father God, for helping the saints to overcome evil with good, showing mercy to those that need mercy in your time. And we thank you for that, Father. In and we thank you for hearing our prayers in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We ask, O Father, for all those who intercede before Father, to send forth the proper labors to each one at the right time, those that can be saved, Father God. Draw each one to Lord Jesus. We thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness. Give each one, Lord Jesus, what you need for the Lord, and the proper labors to each one, Father. Anoint those labors from the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven to communicate, whether it's verbally or non-verbally, what the others need to hear, read, or see, Father, in Jesus' name. And no one, God, Spirit, may snatch away a single word of the true living God from any one of our hearts and minds. All those labors that are asking for in Jesus' name. No ungodly sperm interfere with a single word of the true and living God for coming into all of our hearts and minds, including all the children, grandchildren, all the family members, every believer, all the community, all the neighbors, the workers, all the people, including those children being held against their will that were brought across the southern border, in Jesus' name. No ungodly sperm interfere with the true and living God for being pressed forth from every member of the body of Christ, not just Dr. Sabrina, not just others, all each member of the body of Christ, with clarity, easily understood, verbally or non-verbally. Sometimes it might be put up doing what them again. A loving hug or a smile. Yes, with that mask. Thanks for removing the veil. Thanks for removing the veil. The body of Christ, removing the veil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Said in Isaiah 25:7, he will destroy this mountain.
Jesus Christ is Lord, and He's given a call to you today. He wants to come and live into your heart, be your personal Savior. And the only thing that you have to do is just telling you're sorry for your sins. Ask him to come and be your personal Savior. Oh, yes, he'll come in. He'll be right there. And the wonderful, wonderful thing about it is this. He'll be there from now until the end of the world. And then you'll meet him face to face. And you'll know that this very day that you ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord. Would you say a prayer with me today? Dear God, I'm a sinner. And I know that I failed. But that's why you came and died on the cross for me. And I ask you, oh God, that you will forgive me of my sins. Yeah, that's right. Just ask him to come in now. He's waiting for you. Just ask him to come in now. Yes, there he is. There he is. See, I told you. Don't you feel wonderful now? Don't you feel clean? Don't you feel marvelous? Just because he died on the cross for you. He's your Lord. He's your King. He's today your Messiah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.